Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz. Join us weekly as we learn to dance with change and transformation. And now, here with today's program is David Holtz.
Welcome to Science, Sound, and Spirituality. This is your host, David Holtz, coming to you live today from Charlotte, North Carolina. We want to welcome you to today's podcast. I asked our producer here in Charlotte how many people had clicked on to the broadcast, and I was very pleasantly surprised that over 5,000 people have tapped into this podcast. Of course, we'd love to hear from you. If you would email us at our website is www.somenergetics.com, but you can email me at david@unityofcharlotte.com, unityofcharlotte.com. We'd like to know you're out there. If you have any questions or something you'd like to talk about, please let me know. Well, today I wanted to do something just a little different with you, and I wanted to just get to know you and you get to know me a little bit, and I can come on here with a lot of knowledge and understanding through the years of reading books and workshops and studying for lectures, but sometimes the best thing is experience, not just knowledge. In fact, we have a lot of knowledge in this world and a little bit of wisdom, at least I believe, in how to use that knowledge. And we certainly need more experience. Now, you that have heard the podcast in the past know that one of my passions for teaching is concerning the times that we live in. I suppose the author was right when he said we live in the best of times and we live in the worst of times. Even in the Psalms, it says this is the great and terrible day of God. And those are really true. Many wonderful things are happening. We don't hear about them all the time. Maybe you that are on Facebook or on Twitter or other social media hear more about things that are happening that are breaking through, that are good for humanity. But mostly those who are connected to the media are hearing more about what's breaking down. And we think it can't get worse, but actually it has. When I first started speaking on this idea that I learned out of quantum physics that crises precedes the transformation or repatterning of molecules, I thought things were bad then. But it's not compared to what's going on in our world today. And we are seeing a total breakdown of many, many systems. But I was asked in 1990, in meditation, to make a choice. And the choice was, do I want to spend the rest of my life working with trying to fix what is breaking down, or would I like to work with what's breaking through? And there lies the wisdom of knowing which one is breaking down and which is breaking through. And I didn't really know what that meant exactly on a mental level, but somehow in my heart, in the heart of every cell of my body, I just knew that I wanted to commit to working with what is breaking through. Again, having no idea what that meant, I made that decision. And it's taking me the last 15 years to actually come to understand what all of this meant. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that today and about my experience and about how that I have arrived at the place that I have. And I hope that this will be able to connect to many of you who will be listening to this podcast today or later when it is downloaded. I'd like to start with a part of a book that I wrote called A Fork in the Road. Correct, A Fork in the Road, meaning that I teach sound therapy through tuning forks. So it's just a play on words, but it really is true that I was at a fork in the road. You know, the late football, or sports icon said that if you're in a fork in the road, take it. And that's exactly what I did. And I wasn't sure exactly where I was going, but I knew I was going somewhere. And that's what I did. So I took the fork in the road. So in the book that I wrote about some of the great pioneers of more metaphysical thinking. And you may have heard of Alice Bailey or not, but she was a metaphysician at the turn of the last century. And she said something that was very interesting in one of her last dissertations. She left us with a prophecy. Now, remember, this is over 100 years ago, and I'd like just to read a little bit of her dissertation and this prophecy. And I quote, "The response of the human mechanism to the world of sound will cause development that will usher in a new age. It will be an age in which the work of the world will be carried forward through the medium of sound and eventually using words of power and the efforts of trained sound workers." She says these trained workers, understanding the nature of matter and comprehending the purpose of sound, will bring about those structural changes and those material transformations which will establish a civilization of a new race, unquote. It seemed that she had an insight, a vision, that there would be those who would eventually arise out of humanity who will be trained in ways to work differently with matter as energy, and who will understand the nature of matter. Now, over 100 years ago, very few, if any, understood the nature of matter. We did not have a real understanding as Einstein came along and began to give us the great idea of relativity, which just simply stated that energy becomes matter and matter becomes energy. They are the same thing. So I think she understood that there would be those who would come to understand this great level that we call the quantum level of matter, that everything is energy. One of my most favorite quotes from those times is the early scientists who begin to move us into a quantum understanding of matter and the world said that about matter, we've all been wrong. There is no matter. There is only energy vibrating at such a density of frequency that it is only manifested to the five senses. Now, that's very powerful, that if everything is energy, rather than matter has energy, which I was taught that my body has an aura, for instance. Well, I've rethought that, and I really think it's more about my energy bodies becoming my physical body. So my aura has a physical body, or becomes my physical body. Of course, the brain sees the body first. That's why we say the body has energy. But actually, the body is energy itself, such as ice is water. It'd be ridiculous for ice to look at water and say, I'm not you, or to look at steam and say, I'm not you, when they're all the same thing, but they're manifesting because of different temperatures. So whether we call it the body, the soul, the spirit, actually it's all the same thing by using the spectrum of frequency and vibration. This has brought a new unity and oneness to consciousness. The ability that no matter how it looks through the senses, that we're very far apart from each other, religiously, politically, scientifically, in many, many areas. It appears that we're so far from each other that it would be a miracle for us to come together. But as we move in and go deeper, and we realize that we become more and more alike as we finally become this field of energy, the great possibility of anything that we choose to create. Maybe we could call that finding God even. But I was very challenged by the last of her dissertation that says that there will be those trained who will help to transform us into a civilization of a new race. What does that mean? Now, looking at from a natural evolutionary standpoint, we have spent many, many hundreds of millions of years evolving on this planet. Homo sapiens are relatively new, maybe 50 million years old, according to who you read. But that's rather new when you compare that the universe is 3.8 billion years old. So that just means human beings who showed up with an ability to think and be conscious and make decisions and be artistic through imagination, the development of the frontal cortex of the brain, separated us from all other animals in the world. But I was thinking about this term trained sound workers or trained workers, and I was looking for a word for that and ran into someone who had written on light workers. So the podcast today is a clarion call for the light workers to step up in this very crucial time that we're going through of so much accelerated breakdown, a breakdown that looks like it has run away with itself. It's uncontrollable. But we who are visionary hold a vision that there will be an intervention of some kind, something new, that will come in and disturb all this disturbance that is going on in the world. Did you catch that? Something that will disturb the disturbance and turn and change the course that the world is on. Now, if you come from a fundamentalist, say, Christian background, that would be probably pictured in the idea of Jesus as a Savior returning back physically to the world. If you're coming from another school of thought, it could be a new Messiah of some kind, some new avatar showing up. If maybe you're into UFOs, maybe it is the mothership from another planet coming. I don't know what form that we're all thinking that it is, but the point is, it is a consciousness that is trying to break through to turn the course of the world. So the light workers are those who are working with light. Let's talk about light. The smallest unit of light is called a photon, photon light. Light is something that actually transcends time and space as we know it in the third dimension. The speed of light has been basically the way we have thought about moving through time very quickly, but now we're challenged with something even beyond that, which is called no time. And being able to actually realize that things that are in space at a distance can actually occupy the same space on another dimension. That's called entanglement in quantum physics. They know that an atom on one side of the universe and the same atom on the other side of the universe at some level are in the same space at the same time. This has changed everything that we've ever thought in the sense of moving us from a premise of a belief in lack and separation and reductionism and moving us toward a way of connection and oneness of things as we see that all things actually are all deeply connected on another dimension. You can't make it happen on this dimension, and that's where people feel like they fail is everybody's trying to fix this dimension. Everybody thinks that the answer is in this dimension when the answers already exist in other dimensions. And this is being proved more and more every day as we move into the theories of the multiverse, multidimensionalism, string theory. And these are things you can certainly look up on your internet if you're not familiar with them. And you can understand them. Most of this information is being given out to all of us, whether we've been educated as a geneticist or a scientist or in physics. It has been broken down to be information that is acceptable to all of us. But I think a lot of the answers that a lot of us had who've been on a spiritual path, and we haven't found those answers in our religions and in our communities and the way that we have gone about it, I think the answer is in us changing our vibration and having access to all these dimensions. So are we moving toward a multidimensional human being experience? I would like to think we are. So light workers are those who work with light of a higher dimension than the dimension of third space time, our space-time continuum. Some call that fourth dimension. I choose to call it fifth dimension, but it doesn't matter what the number is. It is the dimension beyond the dimension of our five senses. And in that dimension is a lot of the answers that you're looking for your life. So I invite you to learn ways in which you can open those dimensions. You can certainly do it through dedicated, committed meditation. You can do it through sound, which is a wonderful way of doing it. If you're familiar with Tibetan bowls or bells, or even the voice through toning. Now, for me, one of the best ways, of course, because I teach it and because I'm very much immersed into the world of sound through vibration and tuning forks, is by the use of tuning forks. To use two tuning forks of two different frequencies creates a frequency between them, or an interval, or a portal, or a pathway that opens up dimensions. So this is a whole new way of looking, even at healing itself. So in 1990, when I was standing at the fork in the road, and when I made this decision somewhere within my being that was different than a mental decision, it wasn't a brain cell firing, I knew that something very spiritual was taking place that was going to transform my life. And I decided to flow with it. I was very blessed several years ago to be in a position to meet the only living child of Colonel Sanders, Colonel Sanders' chicken, Margaret Sanders. What a lady she was. She was in her 80s. And I was doing lectures down in Florida and met her. We became very good friends. And one thing that Margaret said to me, which was profound and very simple, but I have held on to it, is she said, "David, don't push the river." So I decided to get into this river and see where the river would take me and not resist it. You'd be surprised where spirit and river of life will take you if you do not resist it and flow with it. So I decided to do that. And as I did that, I became very much connected to a change that was going on about the subject of DNA in the world. Up until then, you hardly knew about DNA or what DNA was. And then we had O.J. Simpson trials. I remember that. And every day they talked about DNA evidence. And then President Clinton at that time was talking about the Genome Project and how that they were ahead in decoding the human DNA. And I just thought, it just seemed like it was everywhere, the word DNA. So I became very interested to understand, if I could, as much as I could, the blueprint of what makes us who we are on this planet, which is DNA. So as the student is ready, the teacher appears. I heard about a teacher out of California that was teaching DNA activation. So I took those workshops and started doing DNA activation. And of course, to do that, we had these specific CDs at that time that had sounds on them that had been studied by others, and how to use the sound of vibration to help to affect DNA, which is, by the way, mostly water molecules. And we know with Dr. Emoto's work that we can change water molecules with just our intention and consciousness. So it's not that things are set in stone any longer, but things are in a place to be changed, transformed, evolved into new patterns of what life can mean to us. So because of that, I heard about a specific frequency that was being used by biochemists to repair DNA, and I became totally fascinated and thought, I have to have that frequency. And it was 528 hertz. Now, you that know about the 528 hertz, and you that don't might want to Google it, and you'll find there's been 88 million people who have Googled this frequency. It is so well known out there. It's a 528 hertz, and it's one of our tuning forks. And we just had a tremendous experience in learning about this, but I couldn't find it anywhere in Western vibration or frequency. So I'm going to tell you about this 528 and what it does and what it can do for all of us in just a moment when we get back from this message. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back with you.
We'll return to today's edition of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with David Holtz after this word from our sponsor, Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Holtz at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.SomaEnergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
And now we return to today's topic on science, sound, and spirituality. Here's Master Teacher David Holtz.
Welcome back to Science, Sound, and Spirituality with your host today, David Holtz, coming to you live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Today, we are sending out the clarion call for the light workers. And as this resonates with you, I hope that you will find a way in which you can be a part of that very important group that is being called to step up in this time of so much breakdown and crises that's going on in the world today. If there's ever a time that light workers need to show up, it is now. This is an urgent call for us to come together and reach that state of critical mass so that we can change the direction and the course that the world and the human beings in the world have chosen to go, and that is toward destruction. We want to change that toward evolution and regeneration of our species. This can be done. We mustn't give up hope. As I said earlier, we do live in the best of times and the worst of times all at the same time. So when I left you, I was talking about my experience of coming into the 528 hertz frequency and how that I wanted to use that in my tuning fork work of, it wasn't tuning fork work at that time. Actually, it was working with DNA activation through just sounds of CDs and whatever. So I had not come into tuning forks yet. So I was looking for this particular frequency, and it was not to be found anywhere in any kind of Western tuning or scales or sound. It just did not exist. And yet it would have sounded very much like a C above a middle C, but it's not. That's, I believe, 512. And you say, well, that sounds pretty close, 528, 512. But you got to watch the brain because it generalizes things. And in the world of frequency, a frequency can make all the difference in the world because a frequency can represent a completely different dimension. So it was important. I felt important by that was moving me at that time to find the 528. Again, as fate, quote unquote, would have it. I don't believe in fate, but as it would happen, someone gave me some information about a rediscovery of several frequencies, six to be exact, that had been rediscovered, that had been around for a lot of thousands of years, beginning with King David in the writing of the Psalms to his son Solomon, were lost, and then finally ended up in the church at the time of Latin and of the Gregorian chants. But again, lost after several centuries and was rediscovered in around 1974 by a doctor who, through meditation, had a visitation of an entity that he referred to as Yeshua, which is the Hebrew term for Jesus. And the entity said it was time for these frequencies again to be returned to the earth. And in that, one of those frequencies is the 528. So I wanted to get that 528 frequency. I had a friend who said to me, David, you know, you can get a tuning fork made into any frequency you want. And so I said, well, let's do that. And then a book came into my hands that talked about that the 528 wasn't the only frequency that was a part of this series, that actually there was six of these frequencies, and they had been a part of the chants as they were taught back centuries ago and had been lost again. And of the scale, it was the Ute, which is quint laxus and re resine fabris, mi margestorum fa modetorium, and sol solve pollute, and la biretum. Anyway, that's la Latin, isn't it? It's not important about that, but what they represented was frequencies that were being sung that caused wonderful things to take place, and they were sung healings, and people was able to let go of things in their life that was not serving them, such as things as fear and grief and guilt, and all these things were happening because of these wonderful sounds that were being sung. So I said, well, why don't we just have all six of them made into tuning forks? And I'm looking back, that I was very directed to do that. So I got the forks, had no idea what to do to them. And the bottom line story of that part is that I ended up started talking about them in my lectures around the country. And I noticed that people sort of just resonated with it. I'd watch people kind of just shift their whole body as I would talk about these frequencies. And somebody came to me that I know from New York City, from Manhattan, and said, I've come to this meeting because I heard you talk on a tape about these tuning forks and sound, and I want you to use them on me. And I said, I absolutely have never used a tuning fork in my life. I don't know what I'm doing. Again, the bottom line to that story is that she was insistent on me, and I said, let's get together and play. So as we begin to play with these forks, I tapped into what I call downloads, and I begin to download information that now has become Soma Energetics. It is a training for those who feel drawn to use vibration and sound through tuning forks to learn how to become a practitioner. There's many phases to it that you can become. And been doing it 15 years. and we are all over the world. If you look us up at SomaEnergetics.com, that's Soma. Soma is Greek for body. SomaEnergetics.com. You will see a lot of information and a lot of what we've done. We are translated from English into French, into Chinese, into several languages that are available to learn this work. What I want to talk about now is, what was the point of being guided into using tuning forks? What is it that I was actually trying to do with tuning forks? I said earlier on the podcast that one of the things that fascinate me about tuning forks is when you use them together and use them in vibrations, together you create a third experience between them, which is the frequency between the two. And you create a vibrational pathway or portal opens up. And when you do that, you allow two things to happen. One, you allow patterns and mispatternings, that is in the energy body of individuals, to be released, such as unresolved issues that have been suppressed into the unconscious. You know, a lot of us may have gone through a relationship, a marriage, and just ran away from it and didn't quite leave it finished. You know, everything has to come to completion, to fruition. If we don't, then it becomes an unresolved pattern in our energy bodies. And then we wonder why it's hard to go forward in life. It's because we end up with all these energy blockages or energy baggage that we're carrying around with us, making our lives more dense, more difficult to move through life a little more easily. So if you're a believer in reincarnation, you might look at them as karmic issues that have not been resolved. You can look at it as ancestral. You'd be surprised how much ancestral miasms and patterns that we hold from generations back. Now, all of this will eventually end up into our physical bodies. So I did a lot of study about that. I wanted to understand this whole idea of why do cells die and remake themselves all the time? It's like the Eastern people call the dance of Shiva, which is Shakti and Shiva, which is destruction and creation, destruction and creation, destruction and creation. So while you're listening to me right now, there is probably millions of cells dying and remaking themselves. Within every 7 years, we remake our whole body. I read in a book by Deepak Chopra that he said we have a new liver every 6 weeks. So that brings up a lot of questions, doesn't it? For instance, if I had a disease in my kidney and I get one every 6 weeks, why is the disease still there when I get the new kidney? Because it's reading the same blueprint. And in that blueprint is misinformation. And all information ends up as your body. Your body is the totality of information and misinformation that has been validated and ends up in our physical bodies. This is why the work of consciousness is so important. We've spent way too much of our time, energy, and money on trying to fix the symptoms. But we have to go to the level of cause. And sometimes it's deep cause, it's core cause. It's a cause that we are not in any way even familiar with, but through a practitioner who is discerning and intuitive and know how to read the sounds of their modalities, such as tuning forks or bowls or whatever, can often find a dissonance in the body orchestra. I use that because if you love to go to a symphony and you go in and everybody's kind of tuning each section, it doesn't sound very pretty, does it? If the strings are over there doing their thing and the wind's over there doing their thing and everybody's just doing a thing and then all of a sudden it comes together, beautifully, and you have that, that alignment feeling, how beautiful this sound is. But if somebody, say, in the string section of the orchestra lost their sheet music and went off into dissonance, even you, anyone, would know something is wrong somewhere in the orchestra. And that's kind of the way it is with our body. So using sound, to me, is just one of the greatest ways to find some of these patterns that are going on in us. So as we begin to use this in a way to open up these energy frequencies, I realized that what was coming in was a new dimension of energy, an energy that we actually do not have access to on this planet. Now, it doesn't mean that there's not been those who have tapped into it at times. You can bring it in. Someone who's a dedicated person in meditation, a person who may do certain ceremonies of dance or toning with the voice or things like that, can bring it in. And when that comes in, then we have something called maybe a miracle happen, or somebody gets healed, or something happens. But it doesn't really change the course of the world just because an individual gets something. We're looking for something that is planetary, something that is very global. I know as individuals we want to be taken care of too, but at the same time, we've got to step up for the planet, for Mother Earth, and be there as a catalyst and as a channel and facilitator for this energy to come in. So what I decided was what was breaking down was because of what was breaking through. In other words, there would be no reason for anything to be breaking down if something wasn't trying to break through. A new energy, a new pattern. And I realized that was what I was to work with, was this new energy. Use of tuning forks would help to assist in bringing that energy in. For just a moment, let's talk about human beings. Human beings are an interesting species. Our physical aspect of ourselves has evolved. I know there's a lot of religions that teach that God creates physical bodies. But God creates spiritual bodies that are perfect. If God or creator, whatever you choose to call it, is perfect, it cannot create anything less than itself. So we have what's called the earth seed, or that which is evolving from the earth, the physical body, which is not near the level of our spiritual body. There lies the dichotomy, is that gap between what's been created and what's been formed through free will of thought, through perception, through the way we believe from the outside of ourself, is how we formed the world that we have today. The world has not been created. The world has been formed. Now, there is intelligence in such things as nature. As long as man doesn't tap into it, there is intelligence in the acorn to become the tree. There is intelligence in the seed to produce the vegetation and the fruit. And we know that this is the intelligence that is in form, always trying to evolve form toward the dimensions or the vibration of creation. Now just imagine when the outer and the inner become one thing. It said in one of the lost books of Jesus saying, when the outer becomes the inner and the inner becomes the outer, then we shall behold the kingdom of heaven. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to raise the vibratory frequency of what man has made through his God-given ability to actually create, but has chosen to miscreate himself a little bit by lesser ways of doing it. And of course, in that gap came religions and other people to tell us, we've got the answer for you. Give us your soul and give us your mind, and we'll make sure that you'll be all right. Well, that's changing as people are becoming more empowered through information, and people are becoming more and more enlightened that they are the center of their own power. The power is not in the institution. The power is not in the structures of man, but it is in the hearts of the people, all people, not those who are gurus or priests or rabbis or ministers. Yes, we need people like that. I certainly put myself in that position as the Minister of Education here at Unity, but it's only to assist people to their own self-knowledge, to help people to understand what is already in them, the universal divine teacher that dwells in all of us. We'd listen to that, we would grow and we mature. So I thought this energy is trying to come in into our third energy anatomy bodies. And I wanted to help it to do so. Human beings, where they are in the state of their evolution, basically is just at the end of their adolescent stage. Early humans were very different than the humans that we know today. The Cro-Magnon, the Homo sapien, were very different. They lived mostly by instinct and survival, fight and flight. They developed their nervous system very quickly because it was all about survival. And they pretty much understood how life worked in the sense of nature. They knew where they got their water, their air, their food, and they honored it. They did not poison the streams of Mother Earth. They did what they did based upon the natural rhythms of life. There was no dichotomy between gender. Women were seen as very sacred because they held the portal for human life to come in. But as we moved into our adolescence, and who said adolescence is an easy time? You know, you're just a little too old for this and always a little too young for that. But for 12,000 years, basically, we developed a different way of knowing ourselves based upon a self-identity that we pretty much formed outside of ourselves. We stopped listening to the inner sacred instinct of our own inherent intelligence, and we started listening to other people and other systems outside of ourselves that started telling us such things as, you are born in sin. I have said to people, and I was raised in this kind of thinking, but I just wondered if there was a primitive tribe somewhere in the United in the world, would they have come to this knowing themselves that they were sinners? I doubt it, because I don't think it's inherent. I think it's taught. I think it's something that people believe from outside themselves. And the more that we believed about ourselves, outside of ourselves, the less that we were what we were created to be, and we begin to develop a very unhealthy identity called ego. Now, not all ego is bad, but there is the superego that Freud talks about, and the id and all that. But there is an ego that is a self we are not. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the self we are, and what can we do about this self that we are not. Stay tuned. We'll be back with you in just a moment after this message from Soma Energetics.
We'll be back with more of today's program on science, sound, and spirituality after this word from Soma Energetics.
Soma Energetics is a series of sound therapy techniques developed by certified master sound therapy teacher David Hulse at the turn of the century, utilizing the power of the ancient frequencies via our custom-made solfeggio tuning forks. Soma Energetics offers training in live workshops or via DVD home study courses. Course materials include color solfeggio tuning forks in the form of energy tuners and body tuners, and they are available exclusively from Soma Energetics. At SomaEnergetics.com, you'll have the finest tools in energy healing and sound therapy at your fingertips. So take a moment to visit this very informative website and be sure and check out the combo packages for the best deals. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 980-949-8921. Remember, visit www.somaenergetics.com to experience the power of sound therapy.
Now back to today's program on science, sound, and spirituality with David Hulse.
And welcome back to Science, Sound, and Spirituality with your host, David Hulse. I feel this is a very important podcast today. And for you that are just joining us, I hope that you will download this a little later and listen to the whole broadcast. What we're doing today is we're sending out through the computer and through the waves, airwaves, a call for the light workers to step up, reach mass consciousness, and let's do something about the direction our world is going into. In my case, the passion is through vibration, just raw vibration of a tuning fork. I love my tuning fork because I don't have to plug them into the grid. I don't have to computerize them, which is fine, but I just prefer not to do that. Things may change, and I'll have my tuning forks, and that'll be important. So we were talking just before we left about human beings and how they evolved from a more innocent time in which there was not the division of men and women and all of that, that we pretty much took our cue from nature. Then we moved into time to evolve into an identity, and unfortunately we begin to take the cues for who we were outside of ourselves as we formed this false self, the self that we were not created to be, the forced, that's been forced upon us. Well, I shouldn't say forced upon us, because we all have chosen to believe some of the things that we believed, because I think it's important we understand that we're not victims, but that we have the power to change anything that we have validated about ourselves. So as man moved into this place, we moved into a time of what we call reductionism. Everything began to be classified, put into its box by a label, dominion over the earth. And we know that when that happens, then men is over women. So we've had approximately thousands of years of that. And now the opportunity that we have is to grow up out of adolescence and become co-creative spiritual adults, taking responsibility of participating with creation. See, when God was a separate God, the anthropomorphic idea of God, of making God the old cop in the sky with the law ready to let us have it every time we did something wrong. But we are understanding a new way of understanding and seeing God as a beautiful, wonderful field of all possibilities, of a loving, unconditional presence that not only dwells throughout our universe, but the universe inside of us, the universe in the cell of everybody's body, in the heart of that cell, is the vibration of all that the universe is and that God is. And as we begin to listen to that, we begin to find out, you know, I don't believe that I'm the self I thought I was. And that's when transformation takes place. That's when the water is turned to wine. That's when alchemy takes place and lead becomes gold, is when we start listening to our heart. And our heart will always speak the truth of God if we allow it. It'll speak to us that we are already whole, beautiful, magnificent creations of this universe. But you say, when I look at myself through my five senses, I see someone in lack of health, lack of prosperity, loneliness, a lack of a good relationship, or whatever it is. Well, that's what your five senses tells you. But you can't believe everything you see with your eyes. There's a line in A Course in Miracles, which I love, that says that the ego has made eyes in our bodies to not see. And when I think I look at somebody as a body, what am I really seeing? About 1% maybe? 99%, according to the Kabbalah, says that I don't see. Their thoughts, their feelings, their emotion, their story, their lifetimes, all of the things that make them who they are, their soul. The soul I do not see with my physical eyes. I have to be able to see in a different way. So human beings have evolved to a place of survival. And that's what I wanted to know, was why did people not heal? Some people did. Why some people don't manifest, others do, find it so easy. And I thought, well, I don't believe that that's a God outside of us that's choosing to bless one and not another. If we're all the children of God, then why wouldn't we be treated alike? And I remembered old Bible verses in my lifetime that said it was God, the Father's pleasure to give us the things of the kingdom. If your heavenly Father knows how to give you good things, how much more will God? And I thought, well, I don't get this idea that God's blessing one and not another. So something's happening on our end, according to thy faith, so be it unto you type of thing. And I realize that people don't heal because they don't have the energy to do it. So here's my simple example. If you wanted to write a check to somebody, I would suggest you have that amount of money in the bank. If you don't, it's going to be insufficient funds. So you're limited based upon how much money's in your bank, the source of your money. Now, if that changes and the source of your money gets bigger through an inheritance or through some, a blessing of more money, you write bigger checks. And I think this is what is happening. I think people only are using enough energy to survive. I don't think we have that life more abundant beyond the survival level to be creative, to manifest. And I think once we have that new energy put into our energetic bank account, so to speak, our escrow account, then we can begin to write bigger checks and we can start manifesting. And it becomes effortless and easy. Healing, write a check for healing, mentally, emotionally, physically, it doesn't matter. If you want prosperity, make sure you want it for the right reason, not because you can drive a Lexus or a Mercedes, which I'm not against. At all, but I'm saying the reason is because you want to fulfill your life purpose. You want to be the best that you can be. You want to start your own business. You want to be an entrepreneur. You want a business that helps to raise people's consciousness and be a blessing to people, to help the homeless and to help those that are in need. That's where prosperity will come because you'll have a good vibrational match. You want to have a co-creative partner in your life. You're tired of these abusive relationships, relationships that are blessed in the beginning but betray you in the end. You want a real spiritual partner to work with you. All of this can happen only when we have that excess energy. So that's what I began to do with the tuning forks. I began to develop the first phase, which was the energy vitality technique. How can we bring energy out of fifth dimension? How can we intelligently, through the chakra system or the energy systems of our body, to distribute that energy intelligently, raising the energy vibration? In other words, putting more energy in the energy bank so we can write bigger checks. Wouldn't you like to do that? I think we can all do that. Maybe not as just the way that I teach it or do it. I don't claim to be the only modality out there, but there are many, many things that are coming at this time for a reason. It's not by accident that we're having all these wonderful modalities that are showing up. You that have done Reiki, I've done Reiki. You that have done quantum healing. You that do healing touch. You that do EFT. All these things are so important that we do it not just to fix people because they're broken, but to also use each client you work on, each person you work on, as a portal into the collective unconscious consciousness of our planet and of Mother Earth. I hope you've enjoyed today's talk. This has certainly been right from my heart. This is my experience, my story. I really would love to hear from you if you would email us at david@unityofcharlotte.com. That's david@unityofcharlotte.com. And just let us know that you're out there listening. If you have any questions or comments, if you don't even agree with me, I'd like to hear that too. So are some subjects you'd like to talk about or some questions? If you give me questions, I'll address them on the next live podcast. So please let us know that you're out there. It would mean a lot to continue our podcast with you. So my sincere prayer today is that you who have heard this and you that will hear this as it is downloaded into the future will feel a resonance within your heart and within your soul. If you're not, to become involved, find a modality, find a way in which you can step up and be a light worker that can change the course of humanity. The Bible, there's a place in Psalms 82 that says the whole world is off course. Know you not, you are my God's representatives. Why do you lay down and die like the princes of this world? So I say today, you are more than you may think you are. You are truly an expression and individualization of the one true living God of love and power that exists in this universe. May you find yourself. May you be healed in that moment. So bless you until our next time.
This has been a presentation of Science, Sound, and Spirituality with Master Teacher David Holtz. For more information, visit us at www.lightwithin.com. We invite you to join us every week here on BBS Radio for this insightful program. Until then, this is your announcer, Deborah Fitch, reminding you that your life is a gift, but your journey is a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend a part of your journey with us.